Thank you very much for joining me. In the year 2025, one might have hoped that the global community would be working together to address the existential threat of climate change, working to prevent future pandemics, working to address the massive levels of income and wealth inequality that exist, working to improve the standard of living of struggling people all over the world. But tragically, that is not where we are today, quite the contrary. Instead of addressing the major crises that we face, the world is now looking at the terrible war in Ukraine, started by Putin, which has taken hundreds of thousands of lives over the last 3 years. We are looking at the horrific war in Gaza, where, as we speak, thousands of Palestinian children are facing starvation due to Israel's inhumane and illegal war policies. And now we face a dangerous and escalating war in Iran, which was begun in violation of international law by the extremist Netanyahu government. And the main point that I want to make today is that it is absolutely imperative that the United States not be dragged into this war. Let me say a word about how this war began. On Thursday, Netanyahu launched an illegal and unilateral surprise attack on Iran, bombing targets across the country and killing hundreds of people. Iran has responded with attacks of its own, which have killed dozens of people in Israel. Whatever you may think of the corrupt and authoritarian Iranian regime, Israel's attack clearly violated international law and the United Nations Charter. While every country has the right to defend itself, they do not have the right to launch so-called preemptive wars of this kind. But let's remember who Netanyahu is. He is a war criminal under indictment by the International Criminal Court for starving innocent people and killing civilians in Gaza. At this very moment in Gaza, Israel continues to prevent the UN from delivering humanitarian aid. And just today in Gaza, Israeli tanks fired into a crowd desperately trying to collect food, killing at least 59 people. So it should come as little surprise that Netanyahu ignored international law to start this war with Iran. But Netanyahu's decision to strike also directly contravened the express wishes of the United States, which was seeking a diplomatic resolution to the long-standing tensions around Iran's nuclear program. In recent months, the United States has held 5 rounds of negotiations with Iran to resolve these long-standing concerns. Let me repeat. In recent months, the United States has held 5 rounds of negotiations with Iran to resolve these long-standing concerns. A 6th round of talks was planned for Sunday, but Netanyahu chose instead to start this war. So let's be clear. Israel's attack was specifically designed to sabotage American diplomatic efforts. In fact, in its first round of strikes, Israel assassinated the man overseeing Iran's nuclear negotiating team. And let's also remember that U.S. intelligence has never indicated that Iran has made the decision to build a nuclear weapon. Just a few months ago, Trump's own Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, testified to Congress that, quote, the intelligence community continues to assess that Iran is not building a nuclear weapon, end of quote. But Netanyahu chose to attack, crippling diplomatic efforts and risking a full-blown regional war. He is now openly talking about regime change in Iran and threatening to kill the political leadership of that country without any thought to the chaos that might ensue. Let's also not forget that the current Islamic regime in Iran is itself the product of a Western-backed coup in 1953 that overthrew the democratically elected government of Iran and replaced it with a corrupt autocrat. The critical question now is whether the United States will get dragged into Netanyahu's war. In my view, that would be a disaster. The United States must not be involved with another Netanyahu war, not militarily or financially. The United States Constitution is crystal clear. There can be no offensive use of military force against Iran or any other country without an explicit authorization from Congress. No such authorization exists, and any U.S. involvement would therefore be illegal. The United States has already provided hundreds of billions of dollars to Israel over the last many decades. Last year alone, U.S. taxpayers provided more than $22 billion in military aid to Israel. Meanwhile, while providing massive aid to Israel, we have Americans sleeping out on the street, unable to afford health care or other basic necessities. Enough is enough. President Trump ran as a supposed peace candidate. In his inaugural address, he said, and I quote, "My proudest legacy will be that of a peacemaker and unifier. That's what I want to be, a peacemaker and a unifier," end quote. Very fine words. Trump should remember them today. Supporting Netanyahu's war against Iran would be a catastrophic mistake. Instead of going to war, Trump must work with the international community to rein in Netanyahu and urgently push for a diplomatic solution. Netanyahu's illegal attack has made the world a more dangerous place. The United States must not be a part of this war. Thank you very much.